Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Friday, the 26th of July 2024. Today's topic is Judas Betrays Jesus. Our text today is taken from Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 through 25. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests, and said unto them, What will ye give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Verse 17. Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, The master saith, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. Verse 21. And as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Verse 25. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, Thou hast said. Our memory verse today is taken from Matthew chapter 14, verse 25. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, Thou hast said. Katie Lee says, Betrayal is one of my biggest fears. Betrayal happens on many different levels all the time, and there is no worse feeling than realizing that someone you thought you could trust has gone against you. Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 disciples of Jesus, allowed his love for money to lead him into betraying our Lord Jesus Christ. Despite the direct warning that came to him from the Lord in verse 24, The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Judas still went ahead to betray the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. He later regretted it, but instead of repenting, he committed suicide. Many youths are like Judas in the world. They engage in frenzied pursuit of wealth and fame to the peril of their souls. They do not care who they betray in the process. This should not be the path of Christian youths. Watch the friends you keep. Quote for the day. He later regretted it. The challenge for today is, Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Prayer. Lord, keep me from the allurements of the world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.